They are the benchmark in Australian football at the moment, the Sydney FC outfit, and the man that's steering them around is Steve Corica. He joins us on the phone. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very good. Fantastic performance against the Mariners. Obviously humbled against Yokohama last week, but a good learning experience for the boys. And from an A-League perspective, you're just flying. It's been an unbelievable season thus far.
Yeah, so far so good. We want that to continue. But yeah, on the weekend against Central Coast, you know, it was a difficult trip. The boys just got back on Friday and played on Sunday. Obviously from Japan, that was a tough trip, obviously, going over there and getting beat 4-0. So we will learn from that and we'll be better off for it, obviously, when we play them next time. But yeah, everything's going really well at the moment.
We always like to see young talent get an opportunity in the A-League. And on Sunday, we saw Marco Tilio score on debut as an 18-year-old. Can you tell us a little bit about him and how long has he been in your system?
Yeah, he's been training with us all season, but he's been in the club for 2 or 3 years, I think, now. He's come up through the youth, the academy system and doing a great job. And, you know, he's first A-League game, 75 seconds on the pitch and scoring his first goal. So that's a great start for him and obviously Harry van der Sar as well, who was the other goal scorer. He's only 20 as well, which he's doing a fantastic job. And they're very enthusiastic, these young boys, and they've been desperate for a chance and worked very hard at training, and they deserve it.
Well, you mentioned your youth league and you've had success in the 18s and 20s competition. How much sort of work goes in behind the scenes with the development of those young players at your club?
Yeah, a lot. You know, because they're so young, we just need to make sure they're in the right conditions, the strengthening and stuff like that, make sure they're physically fit as well. The gym programs, you know, obviously is very important for them at that age as well, to make sure they're up to speed with everything. So it takes time, but you can see the rewards starting to pay off now. And like I said, they work extremely hard, the younger boys, it's starting to pay off for a lot of them.
I want to take you back to Yokohama. Obviously, the 4-0 defeat. In the A-League, you've been dominant. You've been the benchmark. I know there's that old saying, you know, the loss we had to have, but was that, in your eyes, good for maybe the younger players in the group who think, well, we're going pretty good here, but then we go overseas and we realise that, well, we still need to work on things and we can always improve?
Yeah, definitely. We want to improve every game. We want to get better. You know, we're 13 points clear in the A-League. We're not really happy with that. We want to make that more. So, but that game was a strange game for us because we hadn't played a game for 3 weeks. So I think we're going into that game a little bit underdone. Mm-hmm. We had the Wanderers game early on called off, and also the SIPG game against Shanghai. That was obviously called off because of the coronavirus. So, you know, we went into that without playing a game for 3 weeks, and you could see the tempo they played at and the quality of football. We were a little bit behind the ball, and it took us a little bit of time to get going. And obviously they're a very good team, and we can learn a lot from them, and we will obviously so take that in consideration next time when we play them. But we'll be in much better shape hopefully next time we play them, and we'll give it a better crack, I think.
Yeah, you hate losing any game, but I'm assuming more so when you lose it to your arch rival. So there's a bit of added motivation this weekend when you take on the Wanderers. They're the only team that have defeated you so far this year.
Yeah, that was a difficult, obviously, game to take as well. I think if you watch the game, we dominated that game. We just couldn't score. We had a couple of decisions go against us. But, yeah, it's the only game we've lost. So it's obviously hurt the boys and hurt the staff as well. So that's obviously in our minds as well. And we're at our home ground this Friday night, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be sold out. It'll be 20,000 there, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. And that's always a special game, the derby against the Wanderers. And, you know, the fans love it, but also the players are really up for it as well.
Steve, we've been having a bit of fun this morning with the great man beside me, Laurie Daly, and we were talking about pre-game rituals. And Laurie sort of let some cats out of the bag this morning, saying that he just didn't like anyone to have fun. He was concerned about, you know, people that were...
You know, when people are talking on the bus and they're having a bit of a laugh on the way to the game, it used to do my head in.
So what we wanted to ask you was, obviously as a former player playing, you know, any superstitions or any weird rituals, even from back in the days with Marconi or Leicester City or even at Sydney FC, or someone you played with that you'll never forget and you'll just go, I can't believe they used to do that before the match.
Yeah, I think everyone's got their own superstitions. As a player, I used to always put my right boot on first, always used to walk onto the field with my right foot first.
Wow.
As a player, as a coach, don't really have, not too many really. I'm just, you get into a routine and you pretty much stick to that, especially when you're winning, I think. So, that's pretty much it. But there's a lot of boys that have superstitions. Some of them are a little bit crazy. But, a lot of the boys, like I said, on the bus, they muck around sometimes. But you can tell when they're serious. A lot of them listen to music and stuff like that. So just to take away the nerves. But game like the Wanderers, it's pretty quiet on a bus.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how do you cope with all that stuff? Because I learnt to cope with it as I got older. But when I was sort of, 21, 22, and sort of starting to come into your prime and a leader around the club, it used to, used to frustrate me.
So people would be having a joke on the bus, and Laurie would be turning around giving them death stares and going, shut up.
Well, that's happened before, but not so much the players. The players sometimes are quiet, and then the staff are a little bit rowdy. I'm like,
very good.
You want to do this? Yeah, so shut up. And just let the players
very good, mate.
I think it goes both ways with staff and players, I think.
Mate, look, Laurie's going to join the squad next week on the bus if you need someone to just be the quiet police, if you want. He'll just be up there, pointing, saying, shut up. We've got a big match here. We really appreciate your time. Obviously, it's been a big couple of weeks for the club. Outstanding against the Mariners, and you've got that big match at Netstrata on Friday night, 8 p.m. against the Wanderers, and you'll be looking for blood, mate, and you might just put a few past them.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. Obviously they beat us 1-0 last time, and that was a long time ago now, actually. So we're looking forward to our next challenge against them. And like I said, it's always a massive game, this one, against the Wanderers. Both fans, set of fans are crazy, and they love this game. And we'll have the majority of the fans this time around, so we're looking forward to a good game. We've had 4 or 5 days in between our last game now, which is good. The boys have had time to recover and prepare for this one, and they're all looking forward to it.
You're a good man, Stevie Corica from Sydney FC, the head coach on the Big Sports Breakfast.